Yes, now we're recording. Okay.
Oh God, she can hear me.
Yeah, that's the echo, remember?
Yay.
Yes, you're going to have to be able to hear
anyway.
Yes. Okay, welcome, Internet 56.
No, I want to introduce everybody.
No, fuck you. I want to...
Hi, everybody. This is SK, DS, and me, and we're ranting about stuff.
And me is Static.
And me and, and who? And Brandon. That's my name. And your name's Rebecca.
and Ben's also with us.
God, you know my name on the internet.
And Jesse.
Jesse. You know my name on the internet.
Jesse can too.
Can too. I can too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I've never ever heard that.
You can't make fun of my last name, though.
It's not nearly as bad as my last name. I always like... Berg, like in burger, like Burger King.
That's funny. I totally got that.
That's... Oh, yeah.
How the fuck can you make fun of Eldridge? It's like, what the fuck is that?
What is it?
Eldridge. Yeah, I kind of suppose it's one of those things that makes fun of itself, isn't it?
What is it? Eldridge?
Eldridge, yeah.
It makes fun of itself.
Yeah.
Think of it like that.
All right.
You don't really have to make...
Okay. The point of this audio commentary doohickey is that we were really bored and decided that we hate the world and we're going to rant about it. So, basically, someone's going to bring something up and we're going to talk about how much we hate it. Like...
Hey, you know what thing that pissed me off the other day?
What's that?
I was thinking about Harry Potter. And it pisses me off.
Harry Potter. Doesn't, yeah. Like, everybody die in that one last move? Or...
It's like they took all the... In the last book, it's like they had, like, a dartboard. And on the dartboard, they had all miscellaneous characters that aren't really all that important. And threw darts at it to see who dies. Let's say we have Mad-Eye Moody, he dies. The werewolf from the third book dies. His wife, Tonks, from the fifth book dies. Dobby dies.
What the fuck?
One of the twin dies.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody dies.
And also, Harry's owl dies.
and even Harry Potter dies, but only for a little while.
So then, basically...
Yes, exactly.
The author just basically, like, just did this, and then just like, did this to decide who dies, and then kind of wrote it in there like that? So the author is the bad guy? Or something? What?
Well, I was reading it, and then, like, Harry Potter's owl died. He's like, you know, going like, oh my god, my owl's dead. And, like, 12 pages later, she never hear about it again.
Great.
I was like, yeah, it's great that you love your owl. Now let's move on to the next part. But yeah, he'll dwell on his parents throughout the entire book. It pisses me off. Like, yes, I know they're dead. I didn't know they were dead since the first book. You don't need to remind me. Shut the hell up.
They've been dead for about 18 years. I think you can get over it now. Holy
yes,
shit.
Well, I'm the chosen one. How am I supposed to save the world if I die? I mean, my parents. Oh, God. Bobby, please hold me for loosely. They dunked me in the pants. That made me feel better. Sad to care.
Come on.
And this
Ron is annoying in the last book.
What? Who?
I think he's annoying in the other books. No, he's annoying in the last book.
I think everybody in those books just need to die, and I was so close to getting my dream come true.
There should have been, like, a nuclear holocaust of the whole school, man. And then everyone would be happy.
Oh, yeah, Snape dies. I forgot Snape dies.
Whoa, he dies?
Yeah, he is dead as a... Yeah, and it's...
Yeah, he died.
Great.
It's that stupid thing where it's like... Oh, it turns out he was a good guy all along.
I knew he was a good guy. It was predictable as all hell.
Well, it didn't help him from not being a dick.
Killing Dumbledore, man.
Yes. And what else pisses me off is the very ending with the epilogue. Let's see. Harry gets in with Ron's sister and has, like, three kids.
What the fuck?
And The two of the kids are named after his parents, and the amazed four kids. I don't remember how many kids, but there's, like, two of them named after their parents. Either one of them has both Dumbledore and Snape's name, or there's two of them, one with Snape's name, one with Dumbledore's name.
We don't know how many kids there were, but he was definitely busy.
Can he not, like, let go of his past at all?
What the fuck? He can't.
Jeez.
To do that would to violate the code of something or other.
See, Ron and Hermione get together and have a kid. I forget how many. I think two.
So, this person just did pretty much the most predictable thing in the world. The author. Just... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was really hoping Ron died. That would have been the best part of the entire freaking book.
I was hoping he died. He was pissing me off for the entire book.
I was crossing my fingers every time I turned the page. Die. And it just wouldn't put out. It was so irritating.
Well, if they killed Dobby, if that makes you feel any better.
That was equivalent to getting an ice cream scoop when you wanted a sundae. It wasn't as satisfying as you know it could have been.
Analogies.
Analogies.
So,
But of course...
When are they coming out with the next movie, anyway?
Hopefully never.
Oh, yeah.
Because they realize that their Harry Potter actor is entering puberty faster than they can make excuses for it.
He seems to have aged 5 years in one.
The next movie's a sex one, then.
They'll do exactly what they did in Metal Gear Solid, and they'll say that Harry Potter is actually a clone, and he's advancing in age so much faster than he does.
Which, it would probably be more appropriate. They didn't even have to do anything with Snake's age. Decided to anyway.
Then Voldemort will come back from Snape through his left arm.
Oh, God.
Yes, exactly.
And then the next movie will take...
I'm joking, but that's probably what's going to happen.
And then Dumbledore is over on this, like, phone thing. And he's like, I need scissors. 61. And then he gets killed by Snape.
And the next movie takes place in the past.
Harry, you have to find the Philosopher's Stone. Philosopher's Stone.
Metal Gear. Oh, poor. Well,
There's also a cyborg wizard that comes out and saves you.
To fight Hitler or something.
It turns out Voldemort's actually bringing Hitler back from the dead. And then later it turns out Hitler is a Horcrux. And World War II was just to help stop Voldemort from coming back into power.
Yes.
Why are we not being paid to write this right now?
I wish I was getting paid. It would be quite nice.
So do I, to be honest.
Where the fuck
I would like fat loots.
Where the fuck is Rick at?
He has no telephone.
Telephone. Yes. Like, how's he doing, though?
He's working and getting a tenant.
Did you ever get that problem with the computer fixed up? It was looking for a keyboard or something?
No, you still haven't found a keyboard and mouse for it yet.
Oh, man. I could probably send him my rust steel piece of shit. It still works. I just...
As long as it works with his computer thing.
No, I mean, I could just send him the computer itself. I don't need it.
You can go right ahead.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we probably should start. Oh yeah, we have to get back on ranting, with a rant.
We are ranting.
Grr, rant, hate. I hate stuff. We could actually, we could talk about one of the things we actually planned to talk about in the first place. You know, Sonic or Kingdom Hearts or something. Well,
it's not really a rant. It's more of an incoherent rambling.
Whatever it is, there's someone out there be entertained by it somehow, by some miracle.
This is the latest.
You can't see me, but I'm juggling.
We can get amused by image fests of somebody playing with a ladybug.
We're amused by torturing ourselves with porn. I don't really understand how that happens, but...
Wait, yes, ladybug. That means we can host a Zoloft commercial.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I have a great idea. What if we did a,
SK, calm down. Jeez, there's no reason.
Fuck up. Fuck up. Okay, what if we did, Audio Coral Mayhem?
That sounds like the worst idea ever. We'd have to have, like, a Flash movie or something.
Something that...
And we would... Well, if anyone knew Flash or could, like, do the video editing for that, it would probably just be you.
No, I mean, just...
I know Flash, too. Yeah. But I know how to...
Static, you know how to Flash, but I think all women do, so...
But why would we have to do... Wait. Why would we have to do Flash? What do you mean?
I don't know. Just Flash or some sort of video. So we can actually see the images of
their reacting.
Oh, we could...
Yeah.
When their next reaction happens.
Yeah. Or it could be like, if it was a Flash movie, they could see the image, and then could click play to hear our commentary about it.
Well, I think, I just figured it'd be like where we post a page for it, we post the audio file, and then post the images in like a numbered order, like in a link, where the, it's a link where the images are, like image one, image two, and when we say like...
It's like a numbered version of Rick Tracks.
Yeah, pretty much, and you just say like, you know, we're gonna look at image one, then the person who's watching just click on image one, and they would pop up the same time we pop it up in the audio.
That sounds incredibly... dumb, but you know what? This is already a dumb idea, so I think we can go ahead and do it. Wait, we don't have any Audio Coral Mayhem, so we're going to have to do that next time.
What do you mean, we don't have any Audio Coral Mayhem?
No, I mean, we don't have any images to do Coral Mayhem with.
I do. The hell? How do you think I don't?
Oh, so you just have a stock of disgusting, horrifying material just on hand for this sort of situation.
I don't, but
like, I sure wish I was thoroughly disgusted right now. Never fear, SK is here.
No,
Oh God! What's wrong with that man's groin? Mission accomplished.
I have an idea. The idea was a while back whenever I did the Sonic one, the Sonic DeviantArt account. It was actually me and Soap gathering just random images on DeviantArt and trying to find just generally dumb things on DeviantArt. And eventually we found so much Sonic stuff that we decided to just make that the entire theme. And so I still have a lot of leftover stuff that's just random DeviantArt images that I think we could actually use these.
This is such an impromptu. Are we going to keep the... everything
that I got something I know. Thing?
I probably...
I have one DeviantArt image that I remember.
Oh, God. Guys. This is awesome. I just got a message from Insomniac Overlord, I think.
What?
You remember that one guy who came here on IRC a couple times?
I remember him. I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been tracking him down, trying to get him to come back to the channel. I just got a message from a person who I'm suspecting is him.
What's his name?
I don't know. I'm going to read it.
Oh.
Okay. This is kind of exciting, because I hope he comes back. Because he's seriously a cool guy. Oh, yes! He says, are you kidding me? Yeah, he's the same guy, because he has a different username. Sure, I'll check it out again. Thanks for letting me know. So I think we're getting him to come back. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I would kind of like it if he had, like, some kind of slight immunity from being flamed, because he's actually a cool guy, but even though he's a creepy furry dude.
What the fuck?
What?
I just read a post that said, very small spoiler alert for the Indiana Jones movie. It says, so he talks about how he survives a nuclear bomb or nuclear explosion by being in a refrigerator made of lead.
Yeah, in a refrigerator.
Okay, and then he says at the end, he says directly after that, too bad he dies at the end of the movie. That was just a little tiny insignificant spoiler there. Nicely done.